The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. It's a new year. It's 2025. Are you having a hard time writing 2025 on?
Not really.
Oh, good
so
for
far,
you.
Yeah.
Good for you. We have Bev Prentice always here running the board. I am having a hard time. I still am putting 24, 24, and then I'm like, cross off 25.
You sign a lot more checks than I do.
Well,
then.
Even like dating documents, you know, or I don't know, just in life. Not checks necessarily, because I don't really do checks that much anymore. But anyway, it's 2025. We're welcoming it with open arms. 2025, because it's happening whether we're ready or not, right?
That's true. It's here.
It's here in all its glory. We have a lot happening always in the city of Pittsfield for 2025, for the winter, for the spring, for the summer. We're already starting to talk about the first Fridays at 5, which start in May.
Wow.
But more timely before May are lots of things happening in Pittsfield. We have our Love Pittsfield newsletter that goes out every Wednesday now. It's being sent out on Wednesdays, goes over weekly events and other festivals or art calls or fun things going on. So please subscribe to that newsletter. If you don't get it yet, you should.
It's easy.
It's easy. You just go to lovepittsfield.com and you can sign up for it, or you can send us a note at cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org.
I finally did it.
Good, Bev. I know. Every week I'm like, Bev, are you getting the newsletter? Yes, I am. Now you can actually say, yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
So we are going to talk about some of the events happening in the course of the next couple of weeks. And then we have several calls for art out in the world, which is awesome for artists to start off 2025 to possibly submit their work for display, more exposure. Pittsfield High School is doing a play this weekend. It's called Sherlock Holmes. Holmes and the Case of the Jersey Lily. And it is in their Black Box Theater. So the main auditorium is where often they do events or plays or showcases. But this one is what they're calling the Black Box Theater, which is on the back side of the stage of that. And it only has 40 seats. It's very intimate. So it's cool. They are doing a show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 17th, 18th, and 19th. Friday and Saturday is at 7 o'clock, and Sunday is at 2:30. There is a link in our newsletter on lovepittsfield.com and on PHS Proteus's social media to buy tickets ahead of time. Seating will be limited because it's a black box.
No standing room, huh?
I don't think there's standing room. And the coolest thing about this is it's student directed. This play is directed by a senior at Pittsfield High School. Their name is Izzy Brown, and they are directing this play, which isn't that cool to give the students the power to direct a play?
It is.
I think that's cool. And Taconic High School is working on their upcoming productions. They're doing an event in February, their theater department. So we will be talking more about that as that date approaches. Some other things happening this weekend on Sunday. The thing that happens almost every Sunday we like to highlight at Dottie's is the Domingo brunch. They have live music at Dottie's while you eat your delicious food from Dottie's every Sunday from 10 to 12. Sunday, January 19th, it's featuring the Midnight Choir. It's bluegrass. Midnight Choir Limitless possibilities in the blending of mandolin, guitar, bass, and voice. The twang and tenderness of the Southern Mountains whispers through the melodies of this new collection of original songs by Upstate New York's Midnight Choir.
Cool.
So you go and sit and have a coffee and or breakfast, and you listen to this amazing live music from 10 to 12.
Bluegrass.
Yeah, it's kind of, that'll get you up and moving too on a Sunday.
Even if you're sitting down.
Even if you're sitting down, you're up, you're moving, you're swinging, bluegrass. So that happens every Sunday at Dottie's, the Domingo Brunch from 10 to 12. Dottie's is open beyond that, but the live music is from 10 to 12 on Sundays. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. We are in a new year, 2025, and we're embracing it and celebrating it and talking about all the cool things happening in the upcoming months. Weeks, months, days, depending on your mood.
Years, singular.
Years, plural, years. So we are going through the Love Pittsfield newsletter and all that it offers. You too can receive this newsletter in your inbox if you subscribe. LovePittsfield.com. All the events are on there, and the newsletter goes over many of these events and other things. On Tuesday, January 21st, Wander is having a grand opening. We had the owner of Wander on right before they opened a few months back. And now Wander is just rocking it. So Wander is a space that is in the former Berkshire Running Center space behind Tito's at 34 Depot Street. And it is this place to go for joy. I mean, let's see what they say. Wander Berkshires is thrilled to announce its official grand opening, welcoming the community to its vibrant and inclusive space in downtown Pittsfield. Wander's mission is to spark joy and alleviate loneliness through creativity, connection, and collaboration. Designed as a welcoming third space for all, a place where people can gather, recharge, and feel a sense of belonging. So you go to Wander for coffee or kombucha or a treat. They have some grab-and-go lunch options. But they also have this cool gift shop with cards that you won't find anywhere else. Very unique cards. And
so is this a drive? Is a restaurant or is
it
a cafe?
It is more of a cafe. It's more of a cafe and community space. We held one of our Lego events there when we had that Lego influencer come into town, Dom.
Uh-huh.
It was this build for Legos, and then we showed one of the Lego masters. They have a pull-down screen and an audio and visual capability that is really
that
cool.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a great space, and the official grand opening is happening Tuesday, January 21st at 10 a.m. All are welcome, and you can meet the founder of Wander. Their name is Jay Santangelo. Jay was on the show with us a few months back talking about this. And this was kind of a dream of Jay's. And I love how it's just come together. They couldn't find a space for a while. And then this space came up and they came up. They came and saw it and worked with the landlords and created what they were thinking. And it's just a great story. So Tuesday, January 21st, Wander grand opening. But also, if you cannot make it to the grand opening, Wander into Wander anytime you can. And there are many cool events coming up. Don't you like that? Wander into Wander? I know you like it. Wander is a very cool space. Other things happening over the course of the next week. Wednesday, January 22nd, and follow many Wednesdays throughout the months ahead, there's karaoke at Methuselah.
Oh,
do you like karaoke?
Kinda.
What is your go-to song?
I don't have one.
Well, you got to come up with one.
Try.
No, you should just, when someone says, "What is your go-to song?" just make something up. Like, what's your favorite song?
Sunshine. I don't know.
You Are My Sunshine?
Sure.
Or Walking on Sunshine. Either of those are good options. Also, you can have a go-to song if someone asks, and you don't. They're not going to watch you do karaoke. So you just say what your go-to song is And they say, great. And then you move on with the conversation. So think about your go-to song.
Okay, okay, I will. What's yours?
These boots are made for walking.
Oh, I should have known.
It's very stay within your range. It's not like, whoa, or.
It doesn't break the throat.
It doesn't. And it's a good group song. And it's very stay within your range. I don't sing it by myself ever. I sing it with whoever is around. And
oh, I thought you had to do it by yourself.
No, you can go up with a group.
Okay, that's what I would do.
Yeah, that's encouraged, definitely. So karaoke is at Methuselah Wednesdays from 9 to 11. First of all, can you even believe it starts at 9 p.m.?
I know.
That makes me laugh a little because I'm usually almost ready for bed at 9 p.m. But sometimes I can get rally and go out. This is with DJ Champ, too. Join DJ Champ for a night of music fun and unforgettable performances. Whether you're a seasoned singer or just looking to have some fun, karaoke night is the perfect opportunity to shine. Grab the mic, belt out your favorite tunes, and enjoy a night filled with laughter. That's at Methuselah starting at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays. And all of these events that we're talking about are on lovepittsfield.com. lovepittsfield.com or follow us on Instagram or Facebook, and we love to share all of the cool stuff happening in Pittsfield for sure.
It's a good place to be silly.
It is a good place to be silly. Karaoke or yeah. Methuselah, both.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Karaoke is a very good place to be silly and shine.
Let's see. La, 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 la.
See? I know you're going to think of your go-to song for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Our office is housed in the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts on Rennie Avenue, 28 Rennie Avenue, which is that alleyway right past the church off of Fenn Street, past First United Methodist Church. And we have lots of cool stuff happening at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts coming up. We are gearing up for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, which we'll talk more about probably on the next episode of this radio show. But we're psyched to be welcoming 10 mural artists for an exhibition at the Lichtenstein. These mural artists have done murals in Pittsfield, and they will be, it's called Off the Street, the name of the show, because they're going to be doing other work besides murals. And it's going to be exhibited at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. And many of these mural artists you're very familiar with, or you at least know their work if you've driven through Pittsfield. So that opening reception is February 13th from 5 to 8 p.m., but the show opens February 5th and will be up through the month of February on the walls of the Lichtenstein. It's called Off the Street, and we're excited to welcome all the mural artists, because if you drive through downtown Pittsfield and beyond, you can see the cool works.
Some of them are so fantastic.
Yeah, it just lightens up. It brightens your mood and makes you smile.
It does.
When you see public art in Pittsfield. So yay, yay for that. That is the next show happening at the Lichtenstein. We also have a special event on Saturday, January 25th at the Lichtenstein, featuring architect Tessa Kelly and her students from Princeton. They have all done a project based in Pittsfield about urban renewal. And so they will be most of the students and Tessa will be there kind of presenting the project and what it could mean for the future of Pittsfield. So that's on Saturday, January 25th. Stay tuned to lovepittsfield.com for the exact timing of that reception. But that's coming up quickly.
I love architecture.
Oh, yeah. And Pittsfield, I appreciate architects telling me more about the architecture of Pittsfield, because there are buildings that I go by and say, oh, whatever. And then if you're with Tessa, an architect, she points out these things that you're like, oh, wow, I never would have noticed.
No.
That. And Pittsfield has really cool architecture throughout downtown and beyond. Some of the buildings are old. And in Pittsfield, if you're walking down North Street, often the buildings have a little brick, a little something in front of them, a marker in front of them, if you stop, and there's some history about the buildings.
Okay.
And people don't realize that. Those are very cool, like in front of the Shipton Building. You stop and you can read about the history of the building, which is interesting. So next time you're walking in Pittsfield on the sidewalks, look down and you can see those markers in front of a lot of the buildings. Anyway, we're very excited to welcome Tessa and her Princeton students to the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts for that event on January 25th. And in March, we have the 40 Shades of Green show. The Pittsfield...
I'm sorry, I have to laugh every time I hear that.
Sister Cities does this every other year. It's 40 Shades of Green. Artists from Berkshire County and beyond are invited to submit original 2- and 3-dimensional artwork for a group exhibit entitled 40 Shades of Green, celebrating Ireland and Irish culture. It will be held in March. So this show is at this point, there is an open call for art for this show. Some people submit landscapes from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Others submit green works of art. Anything goes for this show, and it's an open call until February 14th. So at this point, we are asking people to send in their photos of their artwork to cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org, and we will notify you if you've been accepted. You probably have some green.
I have a lot of green, but I don't know if you'd like that kind of green.
Yeah. So
the different shades, yeah. Of course, I am Irish, so.
I think that maybe there's something in your collection of Bev Prentice artwork that could be applicable for this art show. 40 Shades of Green is co-sponsored by our office, the City of Pittsfield's Office of Cultural Development, and the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Committee. And there is an fun reception happening on Sunday, March 2nd. For this show at noon, starting at noon, with, of course, the Irish step dancers, DJ Rob Dwyer, some refreshments, and lots of fun. So, but at this point, through February 14th, you can submit your works of art for the 40 Shades of Green, Pittsfield's Irish Sister Cities show.
Two and three dimensional.
So that just means it can be a painting or it could be a sculpture.
Okay.
Someone had a sweet collection of dolls in there one year. That might have been 2 years ago. This show happens every 2 years at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. So we are always excited when those 2 years come around. That is an open call for art. This is one of many open calls right now. The Berkshire Art Association has 2 open calls going on right now. One of them is for the 10 by 10 show. The 10 by 10 real art party happens during the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. The Berkshire Art Association seeks donations of original artwork for their annual 10 by 10 real art party, show, and fundraiser raffle in collaboration with Clock Tower Artists, the Clock Tower Business Center, and the City of Pittsfield's 10 by 10 Festival. They welcome submissions from artists of the Berkshires and beyond. You can go to lovepittsfield.com or to Berkshire Art Association's website to get more information on that. Those submissions will be accepted through Monday, February 10th. Monday, February 10th. Their other open call for art right now is the College Fellowship Show. It's open to Berkshire County, Massachusetts residents enrolled at an undergraduate level as art majors at any college in the country, as well as non-residents majoring in art at a Berkshire County college, BCC, MCLA, Williams, or Simon's Rock. The show will be open in April at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. This call, the Berkshire Art Association Fellowship Show's open call, is now through February 23rd.
Wow.
February 23rd. And there is another.
Cool.
Jesse, Tobin, McCulley, and I just put together these calls for art because we noticed there were so many of them.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's another one for Reimagine Dunham Mall. Dunham Mall is the pedestrian walkway from Pittsfield City Hall out to North Street. That walkway, when you're looking out City Hall towards North Street. that walkway. Organizers of Reimagine Dunham Mall are pleased to announce two calls for public art and a project update for spring 2025 installations. The first call is for a map of downtown, seeking an artist to produce an illustrated map of downtown Pittsfield that will be centralized in Dunham Mall and reproduced for use throughout downtown. Artists must have their own technology to produce the image.
Wow.
And there are stipends available for this. So if you submit your work of art and get selected, there are artist stipends available. The second call in the Reimagine Dunham Mall group is the Mosaic, a Mosaic for Dunham Mall. Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. is seeking an artist to produce a large mosaic that will be installed in Dunham Mall. The piece will be mounted on a brick wall and should have dimensions of 10 feet wide by 8 feet high. Ooh. Again, there's a budget for an artist stipend for those selected. So all of that information is on lovepittsfield.com. Those are on Downtown Pittsfield's website as well. So many opportunities.
A feast for the eyes.
And, you know, artists can submit to all of these calls if they so desire. Because why not? There are no rules for this. We'd also just found out another one. The Westside Legends, in partnership with Berkshire County NAACP, Rope, and Milltown Foundation, seeks an artist or artist team to lead a three-month painted mural project for Durant Park. Memorializes local heroes of the 54th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment and builds community education and involvement. This one is open through February 6th, a mural for the 54th Infantry at Durant Park. That is open through February 6th and is being led by the Westside Legends. All of this information about art calls and events are on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we're always thankful to have Bev Prentice operating the board for us for this wonderful show. There's one more call for art for the Art in the Berkshires. Whoa. I know. There's another one. Art in the Berkshires 2025 Juried Art Show. Calling all Berkshire artists and artisans. Enter your artwork to Art in the Berkshires Juried Show, an online gallery. This show celebrates local talent and offers an art show in June, open to artists living and working in Berkshire County or within 40 miles. Again, that's on lovepittsfield.com or in the Art in the Berkshires website. Art in the Berkshires is also another good thing to subscribe to. It gives you all of the art events throughout the Berkshires, including, of course, our beloved city of Pittsfield. Lovepittsfield.com has all of this information going on throughout Pittsfield and throughout the coming months. We are gearing up for the 10 by 10 festival. We have secured the fireworks. There will be fireworks on Saturday, February 22nd at 6 o'clock. The coolest thing about winter fireworks is you can light them off around 6 o'clock instead of in the summer. It's like 11 p.m. before they go off.
Right.
So they're very family friendly to go off at 6 o'clock. Berkshire United Way has teamed up with us again to do the 10 times the fun event at the Zion Lutheran Church before the fireworks. So that will be during the day on Saturday, February 22nd. Fireworks on Saturday at 6 o'clock, which is super fun. We have art shows, the Barrington Stage Company's 10 by 10 New Play Festival is back once again. Every 10 minutes, a new play begins, 10 minute plays.
Those are exciting.
Oh, it's just blows your mind every year. 1 minute you're crying and 1 minute you're laughing hysterically within, you know, 10, 12 minutes of each other. So that is very, very talented indeed. Berkshire's Jazz is involved once again. Jacob's Pillow. We have a lot of outdoor recreation events, including that winter festival, the second annual winter festival at Clatt Park. The Pittsfield Parks and Rec Department does a lot of work to get that up and running, and there's sledding involved, so we hope the snow stays. All of these events for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival are on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. Hancock Shaker Village is doing their winter chill again, which is awesome. So we're very grateful for all of the people that in organizations that keep events going throughout the winter months. Bosquet is rocking it. They really are.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there hasn't been as much natural snow as the ski people want, but they, as long as it's cold, they make snow, and the mountain looks great. It's groomed nicely. They've had a couple of fun events there. Over Christmas or holiday, the holiday break, it was busy every day with lessons, and so we're grateful.
That is. We have a weird winter this year. You got a lot of snow, and the next day there's nothing.
I know. And as long as it stays cold, they can make more snow. So we are grateful that we're grateful that Bosquet keeps on keeping on, and the snow is good there, and the kids love it, the adults love it. And the Mahana Cobble Trail is still open. So if you have...
What's the name of that?
It's called the Mahana Cobble. It's Berkshire Natural Resources Council, BNRC. They maintain the trail that you go up to the top of Bosquet. And some people in the winter skin, it's called skin, they put on the bottom of their skis traction, and they skin up to the top, and then they take the skins off and ski down.
Oh, my God.
I prefer the chairlift.
Yeah.
But I applaud those people. From the chairlift, I wave to them as they're hiking up. I'm like, hello down there. But it's awesome. It's so great. There's so many outdoor recreation opportunities in Pittsfield. So we are grateful for all of it. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on 89.7 FM. All of the events that we are talking about are on lovepittsfield.com, and we send out a weekly newsletter on Wednesdays, a Love Pittsfield newsletter that goes over the events, any festivals or classes or art calls. So we encourage all of you to subscribe to that Love Pittsfield newsletter. You can subscribe to it by going to lovepittsfield.com, or you can send us an email at cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. Thank you always for listening to this radio program, and thanks, Bev, for operating the board.
You're
every
welcome.
Week. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on 89.7 FM WTBR. Have a wonderful week, everybody.